Hurricane Michelle hit Cuba's southern shores this afternoon. It's a Category 4 hurricane. Category 5 is the highest. Michelle may prove to be the island's worst storm in over 50 years. Nick Muroff lives in Havana, where he's a correspondent for the World Press Review.
Right now, the Cuban Meteorological Institute is saying that the brunt force of the hurricane is going to be felt by the Cienfuegos and Matanzas provinces. Those areas are primarily agricultural, with citrus groves, sugarcane, and most constructions, like the other houses and buildings throughout the island, are concrete and fairly sturdy.
What kind of conditions are expected?
Right now they're saying that the winds at the center of the hurricane are 215 kilometers per hour, so I guess about 140 miles an hour, with gusts up to 165 miles an hour.
So what precautions is Cuba taking?
Well, the state television channels have been broadcasting safety information, and they've evacuated thousands of people from the more high-risk areas. They've shut off the power, and the streets are empty. Everyone seems to be waiting in their homes.
Nick Muroff of the World Press Review speaking with us from Havana. Here in the U.S., the Florida Keys were evacuated today as meteorologists warned that the hurricane could reach the islands tonight or early tomorrow. Joining me from the National Hurricane Center in Miami is Deputy Director Edward Rappaport. Mr. Rappaport, how likely is it at this stage that the U.S. will be hit?
At this point, we have a forecast that takes the core of the hurricane, the worst of the weather, and has it bypassed the Florida Keys and South Florida, but coming within about 50 to 100 miles of those areas. That's close enough to give potentially hurricane force winds to the Florida Keys and winds of tropical storm strength to the southern part of the Florida Peninsula.
How does this storm, this hurricane, compare with hurricanes in recent years?
Well, for the coast of Cuba, this is a hurricane that's almost as intense as Hurricane Andrew was when it struck Florida nearly 10 years ago. So a very dangerous hurricane, one that's likely to cause considerable damage and perhaps loss of life. That's not likely to be the same in the southern part of Florida, where we will have very rough weather, strong winds, and heavy rains, but not the core area of the hurricane in all likelihood.
How well prepared are authorities in the districts that could be hit in Florida?
Well, there was a mandatory evacuation ordered for non-residents about a day ago, and then mandatory evacuation ordered for the rest of the Keys earlier today. That has now been halted as we've got to the time where it's too late to leave the Keys, and with dark coming soon, the safest place to be is now inside.
Edward Rappaport, Deputy Director for the National Hurricane Center in Miami. Thank you, Mr. Rappaport.
Thank you.